Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. This is Instant Crush, back again another week, midnight on Wednesday. Very glad to be here. Again, my name is Jared Cohen, joined by my good friend, Finian Sococcio.
Howdy.
And we're very excited to bring you another hour of music, talking, and the like. You know, I had an epiphany earlier.
You did?
In that, you know, sometimes when there are clouds in the sky.
Uh-oh. Where is this going?
It rains. And I realized it's not raining tonight.
It's not, no.
But
it makes for a good musical theme.
It makes for a good musical theme. Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. And so, despite the fact that there is no precipitation in the forecast for tonight,
we were hoping, but it just didn't turn out.
We will be giving you Instant Crush's top songs about rain.
Top, what, 12 songs?
Top 9 songs for now about rain. Maybe we'll expand it to 10.
Disclaimer that not all, I mean, most of the songs are about rain, but some of them are just titled.
They're tangentially related to rain,
yeah, exactly.
in some sense or another.
There had to be a balance between relation to the subject and fire.
You know, we just wanted to get creative with it tonight, even though it's not raining. And I think rain songs just have a vibe to them.
Absolutely.
They just do.
Much like rain itself.
Much like rain itself.
And hailing from DC, you and I, we get a lot of rain.
There's nothing like sitting, looking out the window on a rainy day,
mm-hmm.
and just taking in the music. And if that music is about rain, it's like
even
you
better.
Square it, and yeah. it's like quadruple the amount.
Vibe squared.
Exactly. So we are very, very proud to bring this playlist to you today. You know, we had some fun with it. This is not the definitive best songs about
Absolutely
rain.
Not,
it's
no.
just 9 songs that happen to be about rain. We will not be playing It's Raining Men, because that is obviously the greatest song about rain
yeah.
ever written, and we don't need you guys to... You already know that. But I digress.
Yeah.
We're going to start it off simply with a song titled Rain.
Oh, so little, God, doesn't lie. But if that rain, or am I crying again? A soul with no face is a lonely embrace. But I know it's hard. I know.
Acid in the rain, wore my jacket as a cape and my umbrella as a cane. The richest man rocks the snatchless necklace, spineless bitches in backless dresses. Wore my feelings on my sleeveless, my weed seedless, my trees leafless. I miss my diagonal grilled cheeses and back when Mike Jackson was still Jesus. Before I believed in not believing in. Yeah, I inhale, who believed in me not breathing in? Cigarette stain, smile all covered in sin. My big homie died young, just turned older than him. I seen it happen, I seen it happen, I see it always. He still be screaming, I see his demons in empty hallways. I tripped to make the fall shorter. Fall quarter was just a tall order. And I'm hungry, I'm just not that thirsty. As of late, all my verses seem not so versy. And all my words just mean controversy. Took the team up off my back like that's not your jersey. Stressing, pulling my hair out, hoping I don't get picked. All this medicine in me, hoping I don't get sick. Making all of this money, hoping I don't get rich. Cause niggas still getting bodied for phones. Sometimes the truth don't rhyme. Sometimes the lies get millions of views. Funerals for little girls, is that appealing to you? From your cubicle, desktop, what a beautiful view. I think love is beautiful too. Building forts from broken dams, what a Hoover could do for future hoopers. Dead from Ruger, shooting through the empty alley. Could've threw him an alley-oop, helping them do good in school. Damn, that acid burn when it clean, yeah. I still miss being a senior and performing at all those open mic events. Eyes closed, eyes closed, seeing arenas. And I still get jealous of Vic, and Vic still jealous of me. But if you touch my brother, all that anti-violent shit goes out the window along with you and the rest of your team. Smoking cigarettes to look cooler. I only stop by to look through ya. And I'm only getting greedier. And I'm still Mr. U Media. And I still can't find talent. And I'm still choosing classmates that wouldn't fuck. Mom still thinks I should go back to school. And Justin still think I'm good enough. And Mama Jan still don't take a meds. And I still be asking God to show his face. And I still be asking God to show his face. I am a new man. I am sanctified. Oh, I am holy. I have been baptized. I have been born again. I am the white light. Rain.
In my stones, let it rain. I hide your guys, can we go? We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and G5s are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Couldn't do a playlist of songs about rain without Umbrella.
Absolutely not.
You know, we said, is it too obvious? Did we hit the nail on the head too hard? The answer is no.
It was a harsh transition from Acid Rain into that one, but beautiful song nonetheless.
I mean, yeah, it's a classic. It's about rain.
We were just discussing, like, we're maybe not getting another Rihanna album.
Ever.
Which is sad to think about. She's a mom now. She's into fashion.
Billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't need to. There's no reason really for her to, unless the passion is there, obviously. But
and I guess we're never getting an ASAP Rocky album either, where they're just both. They're still together, right? think.
I think so.
And he ain't making music either, so it's contagious, I guess.
With him, I'm a little more optimistic, but we'll see.
I would love an ASAP Rocky album. It's been a long time, to be honest. And Testing was fine.
His music is aging well.
Yeah, like, I agree. Even like Babushka Boy. That's like the last single I can remember from him.
Yeah.
And I still listen to that song. It's a great song. Speaking of raining, you know, everyone came together to rain on Jaylen Brown's parade this last weekend. I think we need to talk about that.
The All-Star
weekend.
Dunk contest.
You know, you can call in. Feel free to give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you want to share your opinion on the travesty that was Jaylen Brown's performance in the dunk contest. As a Boston Celtics fan, I was excited. I was watching just to see him.
And me too.
I was watching just to see him, and man, it could not have gone worse. It could not have gone worse, and he will not live this down.
And what's incredible is he made it to the finals somehow. With that performance.
It could not have been more clear that the NBA was rigging it for him to at least get a shot to win, because everyone knows the dunk contest is a joke. Superstars refused to do it. He was the only one. Look at the rest of the field. It was a G Leaguer, a guy that has one dunk in the NBA, and a rookie. So clearly it's in a bad state.
That entire event for the NBA, while it is still really cool and like they obviously make money, It's in shambles. Like, they can't get any...
The Curry-Sabrina thing was easily the most interesting part of the night.
That was by far the highlight. That was incredible.
But Jaylen Brown, you know, we thought he would save the dunk contest. He thought he was going to save the dunk contest. Could not... I mean...
There's no way...
He went up there, he just did a windmill. Like, that was an in-game dunk.
I was genuinely perplexed.
That was an in-game dunk. Then, what was the second dunk? It was,
like, does he not show these dunks to his teammates or something before he's like, this is what I'm going to do? And they're not like, dude, that's...
He jumped over Kai Cenat sitting down.
In the
chair. Kai Cenat, as Shannon Sharp said, is 3 foot tall. Yeah. That makes him 1'5" when you put him in the chair. And he barely got over
it. It's not impressive.
Look, Jaylen Brown he is right when he says he is one of the greatest to ever dunk on other people in game. Yeah. I would put him maybe top 10 ever in that regard.
But
he catches bodies in game all the time, but clearly he is not a open gym, like, dunk contest dunker.
He just doesn't have the creativity.
I don't think he has... His bounce is a different type of bounce. I don't think he can do the things that Mac McClung does, that any of these guys do. He's an in-game dunker.
I just find that hard to believe. Like, his vertical's clearly crazy. Like, you think he really can't... He has no tricks.
Maybe there's a second part. Like, vertical plus, like, whatever Jordan Kilgannon has. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, which I think that is what they should do. Bring in the professional dunkers.
Yeah.
We could talk about how this is all LeBron's fault.
But then it wouldn't be the NBA dunk contest, right? They would just be putting on...
Okay, well, Mac McClung's not in the NBA. He's in the G League. Okay. He's back-to-back champion.
You got me there.
Back-to-back.
Let's get back to
the three-point contest is nice.
I loved the three-point contest, and I loved the Sabrina versus Steph thing. Like, that wasn't... That actually shocked me. That she's genuinely one of the most impressive shooters I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, Steph won, but no. Yeah, she's nasty.
Like, did you see her get 37 points in the WNBA?
Yeah, since she only missed one shot or whatever.
She shoots that ball basically as well as a human can. Like,
I mean, the crazy part is she's not the best player in the WNBA. She's not even the best player on her own team.
And
right,
Caitlin Clark might be better.
And Caitlin, well, that's another situation. But think about that. Is that like,
yeah? No, it's cool.
You ready for the conversation that the reason the dunk contest sucks is because of LeBron?
Why?
Because think about this. Dr. J, dunk contest champ.
Sure.
Michael Jordan, dunk contest champ.
So you're saying because
Kobe Bryant, dunk contest champ. It had been passed down. The best player, the most athletic player, the superstars. They did the dunk contest. We get to LeBron, he goes, no, I don't want to do it.
I mean...
And then, suddenly, no superstars want to do it.
Okay, that's an interesting take, but it's not his responsibility. Like, that's such a...
There's an argument that it is.
Especially because him, of all people, had the highest expectations for his entire career, right? And he met every expectation except for your one little...
No, I'm not... This doesn't count toward him, like, being the GOAT or anything.
No, I know. But, like, I'm not gonna... Even that, like, it's not his fault, like...
It might be his fault.
He's not even... He's 6'9". Like, he's not really built...
He would have easily won the dunk. It's LeBron.
In his prime, yeah.
Yeah, like, what? He would do it in the layup lines, but he wouldn't do it in the dunk contest?
He is, like, the best athlete of the past, yeah.
And Vince Carter did. All these guys, like, they were at the top of their game,
well,
right? Yeah. And they did the dunk contest. Kobe Bryant won a dunk contest.
I'm not going to allow you to...
Ray Allen was in the dunk contest.
Is that true?
Yes, Ray Allen was in the dunk contest.
Okay, we're not going to drag my king through the mud anymore.
All right, we'll give his glorious king, you know, a pass for now.
Thank you.
I really thought it was going to start raining when we were playing Umbrella. It hasn't yet, But
it probably started raining somewhere.
If you're listening and you're listening and it starts raining, I need you to call in because you're welcome.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Rain King.
I never meant to call you in your pain. can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.
the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out alone. Riders on the storm. Thank you.
as the sweet sounds of thunder and rain wash over you. We welcome you back to Instant Crush. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was Riders on the Storm by The Doors, one of my favorite songs ever written. I think we may have played it on this show once before, but...
Vibracious.
It is just an unbelievable song. I think it's become perhaps their most iconic song, and I think it's a testament to its quality, given that it's 7 minutes long, it has rain noises. Yeah. Great song. Before that, we had Dreams, Fleetwood Mac, you know, Thunder... Rain, mm-hmm. Purple Rain, more rain, and Rain King. So a lot of rain. It was the rain playlist.
Makes sense.
Has yet to start raining, unfortunately, here in Medford. But again, call in if it is raining where you are. We're going to give you a little PSA before we get back into the music. You know, we always try to play some happy, friendly PSAs. So today, we're bringing you a PSA on pet adoption.
Aww. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
You know, I never knew I needed to hear that from the perspective of the dog, but I'm glad I did.
That's not what I thought it was going to be, but that was better than what I had imagined. That was awesome.
That will be our new permanent PSA going forward. So thank you to the Ad Council and whoever made that. We have around 9 minutes left in the show, and we're going to keep the rain tunes going. Another personal favorite from a songwriter and singer who I think a lot of members of our generation really do share a connection with, and that's Jack Johnson. We've got Banana Pancakes.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early. Don't pick it up. We don't need to. We got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Do we really need to pay attention to the alarm? Wake up slow. Mm-mm. Wake up slow. Hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need.
Can't you see? Can't you see? You gotta wake up slow. I'm an old man now, I can't do nothing. Young folks don't pay me no mind. But in my day, I sure was something. Before I felt the heavy hand of time.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm going to sign off for you guys tonight. This has been Instant Crush. My name is Jared Cohen. We played a lot of songs about rain tonight, and we finished up with a song about a rainbow. I want you to think about that. Have a great night.
To fit the mold that I